Icky News and Ben Thomas. A plea agreement's been struck in the Georgia election interference case, Norman Hall reports.
Bail bondsman Scott Graham Hall has accepted a plea deal with prosecutors handling the case of the former president and 17 others. He pleaded guilty to misdemeanors. As part of the deal, Hall will receive 5 years of probation and agreed to testify in further proceedings. He was also ordered to write a letter of apology to the citizens of Georgia and is forbidden from participating in polling activities. Prosecutors had accused him of participating in a breach of election equipment in rural Coffee County and initially charged him with racketeering and 6 conspiracy charges. I'm Norman Hall.
On Capitol Hill, 21 hard-right Republicans joined Democrats to vote down House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's plan to keep the government open.
What I expect to do is exactly what we did last night, to not give up and pass our bills and keep government open.
A somber day on the Senate side with news of Senator Dianne Feinstein's death at the age of 90. President Biden remembered the California Democrat this way.
Trailblazer for women and a great friend. Dianne made her mark in everything from national security to the environment, to gun safety, to protecting civil liberties.
Shelley Adler has some economic news.
An inflation gauge closely tracked by the Federal Reserve accelerated last month, but the boost was due mostly to higher gas prices. The good news, measures of underlying inflation slowed in the latest sign that overall price pressures are still moderating. Checking the numbers, prices rose just under 0.5% from July to August. The latest data coincides with rising hopes among Fed officials that they may be able to bring inflation back to their target without driving up unemployment or causing a recession. I'm Shelley Adler.
Rain inundated New York today, shutting down subway and commuter rail lines and stranding drivers on highways. This is AP News. A government shutdown could bring disappointment for would-be visitors to national parks. Jennifer King has details.
If the federal government shuts down on Sunday, the entrances to the majority of iconic national parks will be shut and thousands of park rangers will be furloughed. That's according to the Department of the Interior. In Arizona and Utah, the economic impact of sites like the Grand Canyon and Zion are so big that state officials say they'll keep some of them open using state funding. The nonprofit National Parks Conservation Association says the park's director can't enter into agreements with local entities and that park communities lose around $70 a day for each park visitor that is kept away. Places like the National Mall will stay open, but there's no guarantees that facilities will be maintained. During a shutdown in 2018, Joshua Tree National Park saw trash cans and portable toilets overflow and fragile terrain damaged by off-road vehicles. Jennifer King, Washington.
Thanks, Jennifer. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.